That's David Woodhead's confabulation with Bazzani Parassi from their 2010 album Confabulation. David is taking Confabulation out on tour in Ontario in January. A world-renowned bass player, he's played on over 200 different albums and toured with Stan Rogers, Lorena McKennitt, Valdi and James Keelahan, among others. Confabulation is an ever-evolving, genre-defying showcase for some of Toronto's most accomplished performers. And over the years, it's featured more than 20 different top draw performers, including Jaron Freeman Fox, Rich Brown, Anne Lindsay, and the Shuffle Demons' Richard Underhill. And David Woodhead joins us on the phone to chat about the project. So it's great to talk to you today, David.
Yeah, nice to be here.
Well, Confabulation is going to be out on tour. Rather excited about that. Now, you produced the last album in 2010, and having had a chance to learn more about the band, it very much is a project that keeps evolving, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely correct. There's been quite a lot of people in and out of it, and the way it really evolved was, at first, it was really the mandate to combine sort of people from unlikely and different musical avenues. And so including some of the younger players who were just coming in at the time, Jaron Freeman Fox was very important at the beginning, Emmalin Stamm, and of course we had Cedric Smith on crazy spoken word stuff. So I wanted to bring all these things together, and we had quite a lot of people who sat in for just one or two gigs too. The way it evolved after that was toward more of a core band and more towards compositions that I would dream up basically for that band, because I know the way that people play now, and you know the people that are playing with me on the tour here, and it's a very small tour, I must admit, everybody knows each other really well now. And so it's sort of settled down in a way. I can see other phases coming up, though.
Now, obviously, you mentioned that, you know, it's just a small tour at this point, but that really is simply the fact that you're an in-demand bassist. I mean, you've played bass for Stan Rogers, the late, great Stan Rogers.
Yeah.
You played with Lorena McKennitt, Valdi,
right.
And I've seen you recently playing with James Keelahan. Very in-demand. But this is a little different because you really get a chance to stretch, don't you?
Yeah, that was part of the mandate, really. And also, having been a freelancer in several different musical fields, I really keep meeting really great people. And I kind of wanted to bring them in under an umbrella, and that was kind of the concept of the band.
Tell us a little bit about the show itself. My sense is that there is an opportunity for people to improvise. Is that a big part of what you encourage in this project?
Yeah, it really is. And I think it took me a while, sort of as a instrumental music writer, that I needed to write in space for people. So that, you know, at first, when I first started writing music, instrumental music, I try to cram every interesting chord and interesting time signature in the book all at once. And that was kind of neat, but what I realized was that it needed breathing room, so that we have these great players, and they can, if I just give them a G chord for 8 bars, something interesting is going to happen. So, I've got more confidence in that now. You know, I don't have to, you know, spell it everything out. And also, more recently, I've been into some really sort of free improvisation in which we have no idea what we're going to play. We're not going to go into that territory on this tour, but that kind of excites me, you know, in a very special way, you know, of just going off the map, you know. But most of this is written music, and I try to mix up the instruments too. So we've got Colleen Allen plays soprano saxophone and clarinet and some flute. She even plays some accordion. And so I like to get those textures happening.
And I think you also have Doug Wild and Rich Greenspoon playing
yeah.
with you as well, as
yeah.
well as Bob Cohen.
And Bob Cohen on guitars. And he has an 8-string ukulele, which I hope he'll make use of this time too, which is pretty cool. So these are great players, and everybody's really had a lot of experience in a lot of different styles of music, and I think that all of us are kind of omnivorous when it comes to music. You know, we're not specialists in anything. You know, I think a lot of us have played jazz, and we've played you know, with a lot of great singer-songwriters. I think everybody has worked with some fantastic people, but it's sort of nice to find a common ground in things that that just turn us off, all us on. You know, it's a lot of fun.
So, what can people expect when they come to a confabulation show?
Well, let's see. Well, it's really a band. You know, it's not just about me, although I'm kind of responsible for the material in a large way. But it is a band. It is fairly electric. We've got a set of drums, and I play mostly electric bass, but I play some ukulele and gourd banjo. So there is quite a mix. And I sing a couple of unlikely tunes, too, which you'll see. You know, our repertoire goes to Rudyard Kipling and Peter Gabriel. You know, so...
You mean cover versions?
Yeah, cover... I guess they're cover versions, but we're not a cover band by any means. We just like to find that material that... in fact, I wasn't even going to do the Peter Gabriel tune, and then the band said, hey, aren't we doing that? We like that.
So, yeah, having mentioned it to me, I think you're definitely going to need to do it.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. No problem. Oh, I love it. So definitely we put our own spin on any of these tunes and make it part of our repertoire.
Now, you released the Confabulation album in 2010. Do you have any idea when there'll be a follow-up? I know we're going to play a new tune in a few moments.
A new cut there with the gourd banjo featured. And, you know, I have a few tunes already recorded, little bits and pieces. But after this tour, I really would like to go in the studio and just record what we're getting now. Because everybody's... You know, my favorite studio experiences have been going in and knowing the material and being able to really finesse and get to that next level. You know, I've done a lot of studio work, as you probably know, but mostly, you know, reading or figuring it out on the spot. And you get a very fresh approach there. But for me, as a composer and initiator of the material, it's great to sort of go in with that kind of preparation and being able to really take it to the next level. I just love that.
We're certainly looking forward to catching you on this tour. David Woodhead's Confabulation visits the Moonshine Cafe in Oakville on Thursday, January the 21st. On Friday, January the 22nd, they will be at the Pearl Company in Hamilton. They're heading to Silence in Guelph on Sunday, January the 24th. And they'll be down in Kingston on Sunday, January the 31st. At the Royal Canadian Horse Artillery. Promises to be a great tour. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
I've got a website, which is davidwoodhead.com, and there's a link right on the sort of homepage there to the Confabulation page. And also I'm on Facebook, just under my own name, David Woodhead, but there's also a page called The Confabulation. There's other confabulations, but this one's called The Confabulation.
Very important. Well, look, yeah. It's been a great pleasure talking to you today. We're going to finish with Windy Apples. You mentioned it's recorded for the gourd banjo. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the track itself?
Oh, yeah. The gourd banjo, your gourd banjo is a mid-19th century American instrument, you know, heavily influenced by African instruments. But it really is an original American style of instrument, and it actually is a gourd. It's an Ontario gourd. It's very round, and it's got a goat skin head on it, and it's made by Tyard Frost in Kingston, who's in the band Sea Shepherd Lotus, who play old-time music. But I don't really play old-time music on it. Most people play clawhammer style on these things because that's kind of authentic, but I sort of take it somewhere else, and you'll see.
That's wonderful. This is David Woodhead's Confabulation with Windy Apples. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall. Absolute pleasure, David.
Nice.
Thank you.